We begin with you guys having just come up onto the walls. You made your way stealthily into the fort a second time, the first time having run into some resistance. The orcs seemed willing to hear what Ruka had to say, but unfortunately they were bolstered out of respect or fear or deference by the presence of their leaders, and Ruka and Corazon did not make it through the fight unscathed. With the loss of Corazon, Ruka, broken, stayed back at the camp to nurse her wounds and mourn the dead, while the rest of you moved back in to both look for Krenzeldic to finish her off, see if you could find the hammer, and also see if you could fulfill the dying wish of the very orc that killed Corazon to save his child, his orc pup, and make sure that she did not fall into the hands of the shaman or apparently the hag coven that he wanted to trade her away to. So now you've made your way in. You can see ogres up on the wall, some giants as well as most of the orcs. It seems like they've pulled into the keep. They know that you're out there and they're waiting for you. But through a secret passageway, and after triggering some and disarming the others, you have made it past the traps and you have arrived in this empty storage room, empty for the moment, as you decide what to do.
Many hearing the forge door briefly cast heightened awareness on herself silently as herself.
Randy's gonna go ahead and slip into the shadows. Doesn't want to be spotted.
Okay, give me a stealth check. All right, Randy, you slip into the shadows just in the storage room, or are you going to venture out onto the wall and take a look?
I'm going to venture out on the wall.
All right, the rest of you, you watch or don't see, as the case may be, as Randy just steps back into the shadow, vanishes from sight. You make it up to the doorway, you wait, you kind of glance out. And as you look out through the doorway, let me do a quick perception check. Yeah, no, they don't see you. You do see there's a group of three orcs that are probably about 20 feet away. They are grouped up together. They seem to be talking in hushed tones. Just a few snippets of conversation here and there. Nothing real important looking. Just probably passing the time with a little bit of conversation. They are looking out and away down into the black ring where their huts are at below, probably looking to see if anybody is coming. But they obviously missed you guys as you made your approach. Other than that, you just see those three orcs. You can hear the sound of heavier footsteps, but they seem to be out of sight and a little ways away. The direction that you're looking out from this doorway, you are looking west, so you know that looking at that map that I linked you guys earlier, do you still have that map?
Oh, it's the drive link. Okay.
Yeah, so if you look at that map, and you see where Karguk's tent was at. There is a tower, kind of a rectangular tower, and the map shows kind of the interior of the first floor of that tower. But if you can imagine, there's a second floor to that. That's the room that you guys are in. So there's what looks like a descending stair that leaves out of that room, and you are currently looking out the doorway that goes along that southern piece of wall. So you're looking down that wall towards the west, where you see another tower.
Is Whisper still up?
We'll say yes.
I kind of whisper into, kind of whisper, well, I say, there are about three guards out here. What do you think we should do?
Do you think it is possible to sneak past it?
I think so. They haven't spotted me yet.
Interesting. Do you know if we can all slip past?
That I don't know.
Anything like
I could maybe like try to cause a distraction, like throw my voice a little bit and see if they along the wall somewhere else.
could potentially blind them for a little bit.
Think they would realize that something is up in that.
Anybody else got any ideas?
Distraction seems like the ticket. If it's just three of them, that's enough to represent a pretty significant threat of alarm. We should get them out of the way without trying to engage.
Agreed.
All right, I'll see what I can do. I'm going to try to throw my voice and speak in Orcish to speak in Orcish to imitate a commanding officer or something like that, instructing the three soldiers to move to a different position on the wall.
Okay, go ahead and make your bluff check.
Bluff. That is a 25.
Okay, and what do you say to them?
Hey, you three.
What wall are they on?
They're on the southern wall.
You three on the southern wall. Move to the eastern wall. We need more reinforcements there.
And you do speak Orcish?
Yes.
All right. So as you throw your voice and they just kind of hear it and they're not really sure where it's from, as it seems to almost kind of echo around in the stonework, one of them's like, what's that about? And I was like, come on, don't want to be in trouble again. He's like, a noisy lot. Can't get any rest around this place.
I
First, it's
ain't
that
gonna
weird.
tell you twice or it's a bear pits for you.
And they grumble some more, but they hustle off and make their way. You see them. Yeah, they actually go into that tower that is directly west of you guys and pass into the darkness there, and you lose sight of them.
All right. Way's clear, guys.
Good job, buddy.
Well played.
You know, do what I can.
All right. I'd like to roll perception just to see if there are any kind of traps or specific things we need to watch out for beyond just people in the immediate area.
Okay. By immediate area, are you talking about just like along the wall where you're at?
Between us and where we're headed.
Okay, where are you headed?
We are making our way toward the place where Crinseldic is holed up, right? Isn't that where we're going? Okay.
Is that where you guys headed? You going after Crinseldic?
That seems to be the ticket.
Crinseldic or the pup?
All right.
We should probably go for the pup first.
Yeah, that's true. Well, then, wherever... Yeah, we're heading that way, towards where the young one is.
Do we know where it is?
I think we're looking for the kid, and then maybe the hammer, if we could figure out if it's even here.
Right, I think we seem to have determined that the hammer isn't here yet, but that waiting for it to get there is going to be a total pain. Not the kind of thing we want to risk.
All right, so you guys are headed for the pup, and where did you want to go to start to look for her?
I believe we were told about the chapel in the night.
Yeah, a chapel sounds appropriate.
All right, so you remember that the chapel is in the northwest corner, or at least you think it is. That's the direction that you saw Korad go in, the shaman, after he finished talking with Grinseldic. Yep. He shuffled off that direction. So if you want to get to him, you're going to have to figure how to get across the courtyard. You could try to go along the wall if you want. But you would have to go into that next tower directly to the west, following where the orcs went. Is that where you want to go?
I'm a little distracted trying to figure out this music.
We do have someone recording, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
I think we're just going to be musicalists. So where we are, is it farther away from the chapel than where we started by the tent? Or is it closer?
What was the question?
Where we are right now, is it closer to the chapel, or was the tent closer to the chapel?
You are basically right over top of where the tent is at, and the chapel is on the other side of the castle.
I say we head toward that chapel. That's our best bet. At this point, this is our best bet of finding the pup.
Where was the other place where she might be?
Was there another place?
You guys don't know. However, you don't know exactly where she's at. However, you were told by the half-orc that the most secure place in the keep, aside from Grinseldic's hall, would be the chapel in the northwest corner. And that she thought that's where the pup would be located.
Quicksilver, but just a question, I guess. The color of a dancing lights spell, if you cast it, cycle it from, say, red to green.
What's the question?
Is it possible to change the color of a dance if you've already used it? To say, change it from red to green.
Yeah, I think so.
Like an LED?
Okay. Kind of, yes.
You guys want me to start heading that way? I mean, there might still be some gods around, but I could use some backup.
Agreed.
Any stealthy people are welcome to join.
Yep. Barks will fall in line right behind him.
We do have to interact other in order to get to the chapel.
What now? Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit, Mako.
We do have to enter the other tower, correct?
Yeah, that's the first destination, I'm pretty sure.
And the door is closed, correct?
No, there is actually, it's just an opening. There's no door on the other side, it's just a doorway.
Doorway, okay. Then... And we'll recast message on the group just in case.
Okay.
I think we missed that last part of what you said.
Men's going to recast message on the group just in case.
Okay. Philia, you wanna help out?
Sure.
Alright, so I guess Randy, Vargas, and Philia will kind of sneak over to that other tower.
Yep, sounds good.
All right. So you guys make your way out, and as you go, Barkus, go ahead and give me a perception check. And I do understand that everybody could potentially make these checks, but there may be certain things that individuals have the chance of seeing. So Barkus, go ahead and give me a perception check.
That's total 30.
Okay, so as you go, Barkus, Randy is kind of leading, moving forward, shadow to shadow, moving along the stone wall, creeping close to it, staying low. Philia also, both of them being small folk, easily dart through the shadows. Barkus is a little bit harder for you to get through, and you don't have any trouble staying out of sight, but you also have a different vantage, and as you move along the wall, you do look over, and you can see over the wall into the castle better than they can. You can see over the things that they're hiding behind. And as you look up, you can see that coming out of your tower, going north, if you were to look at the map and you see where that dark line is that's kind of broken, it's broken because there are some doors that go through on the first floor. But there's a dividing wall that cuts the front courtyard apart from the inner courtyard. And over that dividing wall is a section of parapet that kind of watches over it. And you can see that there are two giants up there. They are definitely bigger than the ogres. And you can see about three ogres that are up there as well. But there are definitely two giants with them. And the ogres are all armed with what look like incredibly large bows. Ogre-sized longbows, essentially. But the giants themselves don't actually seem to be armed with anything. And yet they're lording over the ogres that are on that wall. They're not looking at you guys, but you get the sense of just how big those giants are.
Ooh. All right. Barkus. For now, Barkus is going to kind of keep it to himself as long as he knows that they're all still out of sight. But yeah, that's a jarring mental image, and for him, jarring sight to see.
Yeah, if you consider, just for size, so you guys have an idea, these are hill giants, which are not the biggest of the giant folk. But if you consider that, say, an ogre is between 8 and 10 feet tall, depending on whether it's a shorter one or whatnot. A hill giant is approximately, I think, 15 or 16 feet tall.
Man.
So.
All right.
No, I take that back. Not that tall. So they're more like, we'll say like 12 or 13 feet tall.
Oh, oh good.
Something like that.
Perfect.
So they're not like 15, 16, but still 12 feet tall. That's still twice the height of a Korthalian.
True. And I don't know anything personally about giant CRs and strength levels and things like that, but even if Barkus were to enlarge person on himself, the trade-off would probably still be a pretty narrow thing, I would imagine, if it came to blows.
Yeah, they look like they're hulking, they're strong, their muscles are huge, their arms are as big around as small trees. You know, they're thick and they're strong.
Hmm. All right. Very good. Well, we're going to keep moving forward and staying stealthy.
What's the plan for Jack and Min?
Are Jack and Min staying back in the tower for now?
Min will look to Jack. I will do what I can to follow them. Do you... How confident you are on getting ahead on your own?
Not the stealthiest person out there.
Are you guys saying this through whisper? Can the other party hear you?
I'll say probably. Yes.
Randy makes a suggestion. Min, can't you turn both of your... can you turn more than yourself invisible and just kind of make your way across?
I can, but that would... I just am worried magically. Wherefore, we go and attempt a rest. It is possible, but it is difficult. If we think that this is best, I can do it though.
So, sorry, you were cutting out a little bit. What was the long and short of it?
Min's worried about using up much magic before we go.
Okay.
And,
spell slots, yeah.
But if the rest of the group, then she'll do it.
Other guys' thoughts? 91? Night Glider?
What now?
Do you think that they should think that the party should stay together?
Oh.
Maybe we could just call back as we sneak to see if there's a really a lot of guards around. Like, is there any good spots to hide or something?
That was kind of my thought.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think it'll be too bad to split us up for now, as long as we're all still kind of stealthed and within fairly close distance of each other. We can converge
can
if
we
need to,
a little
or
ways and
even
then
scatter
until the coast is clear and then signal them to come.
I was thinking maybe make our way to the tower, and once the coast is clear there, have them just wave them on.
Yeah. Exactly. On brand. Always.
Yeah, of course.
Min's thinking about it, and she's it's like, maybe not this time. So she actually do, because invisibility. She will actually turn to Jack and will press her hand against and breathe outward as Jack slowly becomes invisible. Then Min will actually focus in on her and will turn herself into a thin mist and will drip along the ground.
That's a first. Thank you, Min.
So both of you are mist, or is one invisible and the other's mist?
Jack's invisible.
Yeah, actually, before she goes invisible, before I do this, the only way I can communicate in these for a bit of time. Through dancing lights, red swan. Means that things are good to go. Red means to stop or wait. I can see if I have a bit more for right now. That is cool.
Only way you can communicate is dancing lights. Red means go. Red means stop. Green means go.
Yeah, or red means Jura, or and green means all clear. We can work out something more later, but for right now, basics. And Randy. Men will, at that point, turn herself into a cloud.
Randy kind of thinks to himself, dancing light spell would be really useful. I need to then possibly maybe learning some magic at some point.
All right. By this time, Randy, you have made it across the distance, and you have made it to the second tower. You see a stooped stone doorway. There is no door. It's just a arched, low door in the tower wall. And as you pass in, you're immediately set upon a stair, a winding stone tower staircase that goes up and down.
I want to check and see if anybody's hiding in here, if there's any traps. Is perception, correct?
Yes, it would be perception.
That is a 17 to perception.
Okay, and do you have dark vision?
Nope.
All right, it is very dark in here. There is no light. And go ahead and do a nature check.
17.
All right, you think about the orcs that you saw, and you remember that orcs, and oftentimes half-orcs, which is where you ran into this while you were working in a previous career field, you ran into enough half-orcs that had this ability, this uncanny ability to see in the pitch dark. They could see very clearly, and that was a holdover of their orcish roots. And so you get the feeling that in a smaller tower like this, it's just used by the orcs. They really have no reason to light any torches because they can see very well in the dark.
Barkus does have dark vision, and he got a 21 on his or 24 on his perception check. Sorry.
Okay, so Barkus, you kind of step in behind, and you have to stoop to get through the door, and you kind of have to stay hunched in this tower. But you listen, and you look, and you smell, and aside from the latent smell of the orcs that were already there, and you can smell their trail because it's very fresh, you don't detect anything, and you actually detect almost no scent of orc above you.
Okay. He'll relay that information then. Seems all clear in here. Dark as a tomb, though.
Yeah, orcs really don't mind the dark so much, so it kind of makes sense. Why waste perfectly good oil on just one hallway?
Makes sense. So are we going to signal the friends over? Seems clear.
Yeah, I'll wave him on. And actually, no, he just uses Whisper. He's like, all clear, guys. You can come across.
Great.
So they're invisible now. So they could be close to us.
Oh, sure. They could.
It just looks like... Yeah, but if no one else is using light and suddenly, hey, a light flares up.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Whisper up, so might as well use it.
Correct.
Then just looks like a thin, creeping mist along the...
Freaky.
And Jack is not to be seen.
Randy kind of gives a smile to the mist and everything. He's becoming very fond of his magical companions.
You guys find yourself in the second tower. The stairs go up and down. Which way would you like to go?
Should we go up or down?
Does up lead more towards where we want to go?
Well, we're looking for someone and we don't know where. He said that Barkers didn't smell anything particularly orcish up above them, is that right? Or was that just correct. in the previous tower they were in?
No, as you listened in this tower and you looked up and kind of focused on the stairs going up, the air didn't seem so foul up there as opposed to the path going down. Obviously, the orcs that just went through here went down through the tower. That's where their path leads. But up above, there didn't seem to be a scent of recent orc activity.
So no scent of just an occupant or a captive up high?
No.
Okay. Heading downstairs, then. We have to be extremely careful, however. This is the way that our orcish friends went earlier.
But why do we want to follow them?
They probably know where the kid is.
There's no indication that the pup is upstairs either. At least none that Mike can tell.
Randy's curiosity gets the best of him. But we never know what could be up there. No harm in checking.
I suppose we know there aren't any orcs watching it.
Quick question, secondary question, Quicksilver. How far can a light reach if it is? Are we going to go with men curing mist? And if I lit a light myself, would it get farther than feet?
If you essentially piled your mist self all up around the light, you could probably obscure most of it. But there would still be a dull glow, and it would almost be more diffused inside of your misty self. So it would dim the light, but it's not going to be able to block it entirely. And being that you are out at night, the light is going to show up more easily. However, depending on where you use it, if you try to use cover or some kind of a screen, if you do it behind a wall or something like that, then it could still be hidden.
Good to know. And yeah, that's kind of what I'd assumed, but I just wanted to.
Randy, any particular reason you want to check upstairs?
Might be something cool.
Perhaps. Is Barker still having a hunch over in this part of the tower?
Yes, it's very small and confined.
Okay.
If you guys want to wait here for a second, I can just go take a quick look. I'm just really curious. I don't know. I just want to check it out.
Go look.
Yeah.
Randy goes upstairs and looks.
Go ahead.
All right, Randy, you make it about 1.5 turns of the stair up, and you come to a closed trap door.
Randy will trap door as quietly as possible.
Okay. Go ahead and give me another stealth check.
That is a 37.
All right. You open the trap door.
Stealth is bomb.
At first, it starts to creak a little bit, and you stop, and then you very carefully look at the crack. You hold it open that far. You find where the hinges are, and you pull out some of your kit, your thieves' kit, and take a little bit of oil and lubricate the hinges, and then push the trap door up enough for you to slide out. And you find yourself on the parapet of this tower. It is a flat top. The sky is above you. And from this height, you can look out. And a couple of things are potentially within your vision. So go ahead and give me a perception check.
That is a 27.
All right. As you look out, you too can see the giants and the ogres on the wall. And from this height, you can just see over into the front courtyard where you previously were spotted. That memory kind of comes back to you a little bit. You can look out. You can see over most all of Red Lake Fort. But immediately to the west is a hall. It's a part of the keep that, yes, rises up. But what you realize is that the wall, there is no, there's no ledge or walk along the southwest corner of Red Lake Fort. Because the inner keep, the Great Hall, is built right into the corner, it rises up to the level of the walls. But then it has a sloping, high roof that's built over it. And there is no way to follow the wall any further, aside from trying to get onto the roof of the Great Hall and scramble over, which would take a little bit of work for some of your companions. Otherwise, as you look around, the only option for getting any further this direction would be to go to the base of this tower, out through the front doors, which take you directly into the open courtyard, and then sneak right past the front of the inner keep, where Grinseldic is staying, if you wanted to get around to the northwest corner. As you look out across this inner keep, you can see the odd orcs here and there, small groups, maybe two or three, look, you know, moving from one place to another. You can see a couple of ogres that seem to be over by some buildings close to the dividing wall between the courtyards. The courtyard is not empty, from what you can see.
And do I see the temple anywhere? Chapel.
You cannot see the chapel, but this keep is pretty big. And it's essentially blocking your view of that corner.
Which corner is the chapel on? Oh, is it?
If it's on the northwest corner. So from your view, basically the top of this tower that you're in gets you high enough that you could jump onto the eaves of the keep and start to scramble up and over its peaked roof.
Where are we located? I'm sorry, I haven't been looking at the map.
All right, so if you're looking at the map, you see the orange tent at the bottom?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where you guys entered. That's where the secret door was at. And then you moved up into that rectangular tower, and then you moved west to the circular tower. You're now in the top of the circular tower.
Okay.
The large hall immediately next to the tower, that is the keep. That's where Grinseldic was seen to go back into. You can't see where the chapel is because it's blocked. The keep is blocking your view.
Chapel is the building to the northwest. Gotcha.
Yeah. So basically, you guys are either going to have to find another route around. You're going to have to cross this courtyard, which is not empty.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to climb over the central keep, which is more of a great hall. It doesn't have a flat roof. It's not something you could that's designed for people to get on top of. Think of it more like Theoden's Hall or something like
yes.
that.
Yes, yes, yes. I feel... Okay, Randy's going to relay this information, and he's going to input his opinion as well. Randy says, I think a few of us may be able to make this climb. I mean, we might have to, guess what, split up again, but...
What about rope?
We have rope.
What about flying people?
One of us can fly. One of us is missed right now. I don't know how that's going to affect our climbing abilities. Dad, can you fly?
Were you talking to me?
Yes.
Not currently, no.
Is it because you're invisible?
No.
Okay.
it's not something I currently have memorized.
Oh, gotcha. You guys have to memorize those things? Huh, interesting. Randy's really curious about magic right now. Randy makes a suggestion. Well, we could have the three of me, Billia, and Bach make the climb onto the roof, and the two of you kind of slip past at the on the bottom level, since you're still invisible, and meet up at the northwest corner.
You'd have to take Bast with you.
Yeah. Billy is good with animals.
I don't think Bast was a problem.
Well, he's not quite an animal, so.
Oh, sorry. What is he again? Randy's asking all kinds of questions tonight.
He's more of a spirit guide, I guess you could say.
Oh, he's your familiar. Okay, cool.
Not quite.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever he is, we can take care of him for a little while if you're okay with parting from him.
Sure. Better him to be safe than to be spotted.
I would ask what Min thinks, but vocal cords are currently not available right now.
As you say that, the rest would oddly coalesce around a specific point. And that drops a small bus. Very, very, it's almost like a used clay to make.
Lord, he's a spirit guide.
It's almost like a 10-year-old used a bit of clay of the head, but it's obviously a head. And a few seconds later, you see the head rock back and forth. As Min uses prestidigitation to make a small hand to rock it back and forth.
Back and forth as in the affirmative?
As in the affirmative. As in nodding. And then she drops it. Really drop. It just disintegrates again as she dispels prestidigitation head. Actually, no. Keep it, because this is something that she'll probably need.
Yeah. Did anybody see it?
I'm assuming the others who are down with Min saw.
Yep.
Well, I'm tempted to say it's really dark in there, so they should have to do a check, but we'll say that they saw it.
I have Marcus has dark vision.
Yeah, Jack's got dark vision.
Okay, then you guys saw it.
Yeah.
So Randy kind of repeats what he says about Min. Well, Randy says what he says about Min. And he's kind of waiting for a response, but.
Looks like she's fine with us.
Curious as to how you got that information, but cool. Should I make my way down? Or should the other two of you make your way up?
Coming.
Barkus, do a perception check.
Okay.
And Randy, you also.
Yep. Crit fail.
Oh my gosh, no way.
You
I
too?
Did two.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
Serious? That is very bad. Okay, we'll see what happens.
No, it's fine. It's fine. There's obviously nothing there.
Keep sure. Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, I mean...
Min, where are you located?
Down with Barkus and Jack.
Okay. Is anybody still outside on the wall, or did everybody crowd into the tower?
Randy was using message the whole time, so he's still up.
Everybody's in the tower, right?
Okay. All right, as you guys are deciding where to go, you hear footsteps, those of you that are in the tower, just as you see a couple of forms start to come into the tower from below you.
All right, I was heading towards right where Randy was.
Okay, that's fine. At this point, I need stealth checks from everybody, except for those that are invisible or missed. You're pretty much get a pass
on
that.
Another critical fail from Randy, of all people.
Wow. Just getting them out now, huh?
Technically, it's a 21.
Tap dancing on the ceiling. Trap door.
So, you guys, we need a stealth check, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Technically, I didn't need one from Randy, so Randy gets a pass on that because he's upstairs. This is particularly for those in the tower.
Randy does trip.
Total 19.
20.
Okay, so Randy, you're upstairs. You don't know what's going on. You're just waiting for the others to come up. Barkus and Philia, however, quickly pop up, and you know, almost you think too fast. They're gonna draw attention to the top of the tower, but quickly, it's almost like you see Barkus push the door open with one arm and help to kind of half throw Philia out as she's climbing out, being pushed up. By his other arm, and then he pulls himself through and quickly lowers the lid before letting it down as softly as he can. And both of them have a look on their face like they almost got caught. For Min and for Jack, Min, you're missed, so it doesn't matter. But Jack, I need you to go ahead and just give me a reflex save. To see if you can get out of the way before they bump into you.
Okay, that was really good. 28.
Okay, so yeah, you're able to dodge to the side of the door and kind of press yourself against the stone as the three orcs come back up through. And they just walk right through the mist around their feet. They don't seem to notice it or anything, and they're going on, they're complaining about the whole situation. If you know Orcish, essentially they're just cursing whatever ill fortune is upon them. They're like, you know, you knucklehead, thought you said you heard the boss telling us to go over that wall.
Well, I heard him, you heard him too. He said to go over there. Yeah, right, well, somebody's pulling your chain, and you got me in trouble, I'm not going to forget this, and going back and forth.
They're quite upset that somebody messed with them and got them in trouble with the higher-ups for leaving their post. You notice that that one of them has what looks like a pretty good cut across the face. However, it looks like the kind of cut that you get from getting punched by somebody that has bracers on. So it's not a cut from a blade. It's more a tear from an armor plate.
Were they loud enough for Randy to hear them?
No, they're more just kind of keeping their voices low. Jack could hear it because she's literally right there as they're walking past her.
Okay.
But they move and they're very sullen and they kind of go back to their wall. One of them goes right into the supply tower where you guys were at and disappears out of sight where you guys had come up. The other two are on the wall and they just start looking out into the darkness. But you guys seem to have avoided, very closely avoided, detection.
Close. All right.
So, across the roof, then?
Mm. Seems that way. If we're making our way to the chapel on the other side, this might be the fastest way.
And Randy kind of... Since this is... I hope y'all are okay with this. Since this is a stealth mission, Randy is kind of taking point a little bit. I don't mean to, like... tell anybody what to do, of course.
You don't have to apologize for being sneaky.
Randy kind of communicate. You know, it's, you know, he's communicating with Whisper. All right, Jack, go ahead and make your way across lower level. I think you should be fine.
Will do. See you there.
All right. Let's get to climbing, guys.
Yep, off we go.
Okay, so the three of you, I need you to give me a acrobatics check as you attempt to jump the distance between the top of the tower and the eaves of the Great Hall. I also need a stealth check from each of you as you make this jump and try not to make any noise. All right, and Philia's rolls are... Just a second, let me check and see. All right, Philia did fine. So you guys make it. Barkus is a little noisier. When you hit the top of the roof and you hit those eaves where there's the almost like a wooden shingling, and they start to give a little bit under you. And as your cat's claws kind of dig in to stabilize yourself, you slide just a little bit. And you freeze. And you look over to see if anybody has spotted you. And fortunately for you, they rolled really bad. The orcs couldn't see you anyway from their angle. One of them did kind of perk up and kind of looked around. But you do notice over on the dividing wall where those giants are and the ogres are, you are very bare to them. You're very plain. If they were to look this direction, aside from it being dark, there's nothing between you and them, but they did not seem to hear you. So, you guys can begin the climb to the top of the Great House. Go ahead and give me some climb checks. Thank you, Philia.
29.
I'm just gonna spider climb. Or wait. It's not just an automatic, like, I can stick to walls and climb like Spider-Man, is it? It's still a check, isn't it? Is there a bonus there? Actually, I should just look it up myself, sorry.
Yeah. Open up a tab, bro.
Alright, so Philia has a 16. What did you guys get for your climb?
Calculating.
I'm helping Nightglider with her roles here a little bit because she is currently helping our child with his cough.
Of course.
So.
Okay, so it's a plus 8. All right, cool. Uh, 18 on the climb.
Okay, and what did Randy get?
29.
All right, so you guys are having no trouble. The three of you begin making your way up the slope, choosing your footing carefully, pointing out weak spots to each other, places where there's a little bit of rot in the boards, and you stay clear of those discolored areas and moving around, looking for places where you can swing into the shadow of gables or outcroppings of parts of the roof that kind of stick out as you make your way up this high roof. And you can only imagine inside. It must be a very vaulted ceiling with lots of... either there is a second level within it, or it is a very vaulted great hall with a high roof and exposed beams and all that sort of thing. But you make your way up, and you make your way now to the highest part of Red Lake Fort. As you climb up now, sitting at the peak of the great hall, you can look down and you can see that there is another tower, it looks like, on the north side of the Great Hall. It looks like it has two internal towers, though you can see where they're at, where they're located. And you can see what looks like the chapel built into the northwest corner. And standing guard outside the chapel are two orcs standing by the door. And there is a light coming from inside. You can see it kind of glowing through the stained glass windows.
Looks like that's our target.
Right. Should we make our way down? Probably climb along the wall there.
You do not see any orcs over on that section of wall. It's just a very small section of that western wall, and you don't see any up on the wall. There's just the two orcs that are guarding the door to the chapel.
You know what didn't occur to me until just now? Is it possible for Barkus to activate his sleeves of many garments to put on something that is the color of the roof that might lend him any sense of a bonus to his stealth?
Sure, you can do that. You look around and let me get a engineering check from you.
Oh, cool. All right. That's going to be... engineering is just intelligence on top of a knowledge check, right?
Unless you have ranks in it, so yeah, probably just an intelligence check.
Yeah. Okay, then that would be 18 plus... Oh, 18 and 2, so 20.
Okay. Yeah, you look around for a minute. You look at the coloring of the roof, but you also look down at the stonework in the walls, and you start to pull out various colors that seem to stand out from the shadows, various dark, muted tones, and put together your own Red Lake camouflage palette before shifting your armor into... essentially your own very specialized for this insertion version of an urban camo.
This is awesome. Okay, cool.
All right, so you guys begin moving down. While you are moving down that northwest face of the roof, let's jump over to Min and Jack. You guys began your way down. You moved down the tower and got to the ground floor. And as you look out from there, you can see a couple of ogres that seem to be hanging out by the back door of some outbuildings immediately to the north of you. And then you can also see just a couple of orcs that seem to be standing over in the doorway between the inner courtyard and the outer courtyard, just to the east of you.
I know Jack, for one, would like to move along where there are least amount of orcs.
Okay, so you look, you can only see a couple of orcs that are to the east of you that are over by that wall. You think that if you probably hug along the side of the Great Hall, you'll stay clear of them. You are invisible, so you don't really have to worry about that too much. But as you move up to the corner of the Great Hall and look around that corner, you do see that there are two more ogrekin that are standing guard at the doors of the Great Hall. And one of them is armed with what looks like a spear, and the other one is armed with what looks like a great club. They both of them actually have what looks like probably two or three javelins apiece across their backs, though.
Any other orcs in that vicinity or anything to avoid?
No, you don't see any more orcs at this point. You just see the two ogres there and the couple more ogrekin that are up by the back door to those outbuildings immediately north of you. So there's about four ogrekin.
Okay, she'd like to give the ogrekin a somewhat wide berth if she can.
Okay, you have essentially... they're on both sides of this space, so you'd kind of have to move right through the middle of the open courtyard if you wanted to give both groups some distance. And go ahead and give me a stealth check. You obviously get to add 20 for invisibility, but go ahead and give it to me. And this is going to be because they do have the ability to smell.
35.
Woo! Love them high stealth check.
Okay. You make your way through and you thread that needle. You go right through the middle and you do not aggro anything as you pass through. You leave them behind, and as you pass, the two by the doors of the Great Hall, they stay where they're at. They seem to be posted as guards. The two that are by those back doors, you realize it looks like they're just kind of loitering there. They're just hanging out. And as you pass, you see the door opens. And it looks like another ogrekin, who's fat and has a bloody apron on. As he opens the door, he kind of looks out. And there's a gruff communication in giant between them before he hands out a couple of pieces of humanoid body to them, and it looks like he is some sort of a cook, and it looks like they are eating parts of orcs as they take each of them a leg or an arm or something like that, and then they begin to, the two of them wander off to the north and kind of around the corner out of sight, and he goes back inside.
She grimaces, puts a hand to her mouth, and keeps going.
All right. Min, are you basically staying? Are you going the same route? How are you going?
Yeah, Min is also in general direction, though she is more hugging close. Just wants to make her way to where the others had met up.
Okay,
go ahead.
As you make your way through the open courtyard, one of the ogres by the doors of the Great Hall does seem to take notice. And he looks around, smells at the air, you know, steps forward, hefting his spear. And as he's looking, and the other one's like, and do you speak giant? I forget.
I speak orc, but not giant.
Okay, so you hear the other one with the great club says something to him in giant, and he turns back and responds. Both of them seem to be looking at you, at this mist that seems to be lightly pooling in the courtyard. They're not sure what to make of it. But he calls back to the one with the great club, and the one with the great club turns and goes into the great hall.
Are there... I'm just going to make her way... She's just going to make her way away from them.
Okay, the one with the spear does watch, but you notice... go ahead and do a perception check, actually.
Total 25.
Okay, you do see well enough, so in this case, do a sense motive check.
Total 21.
All right, you detect a definite level of fear in his expression, in the way that he's standing, and he's looking at your mist, but it's almost like he's more looking up at the sky, looking around, looking for something that he thinks is causing the mist.
Interesting. Mint buildings near me. How well sealed are these orcish buildings?
You could get in under the doors. You could get into the Great Hall. You could slide in under those doors. That's fine. They're not sealed, really. So what building? You're closest to the Great Hall. Immediately north of you would be where those outbuildings are, and that's where that cook just handed out a couple of snacks.
Yeah, Min doesn't want... Min will temporarily break line of sight by going into...
One, yeah.
But... She's gonna very quickly look around to see if there's out another way from the Great Hall.
Righty, XD.
Because she doesn't want to miss the rest of the group except herself.
Okay, so where are you going?
I'm gonna go into the Great Hall, then really quickly to see if there's. Or possibly a window that leads out of the Great Hall. Direction I want to go. Going to the Great Hall, they say, hey, there's a whole group of wolves in here. Then get out of Dodge really quickly. And float away. But her goal is to see if she can get into the Great Hall and slide out. He doesn't have line of sight on her.
Okay, you go into the Great Hall, and as you pass into the Great Hall, Jack, you see, you come in sight of the chapel. You're about 50 feet away from the chapel. And Randy, Barkus, and Philia, up on the roof, you've made your way down to that little piece of wall overlooking. You're about maybe 30 feet away from the doors of the chapel. All of you can see the two guards that are sitting at the door, and they have yet to seem to notice anybody. They look like they're uneasy, uncertain of what's going on. They don't like being here. They don't like being in the keep with all these ogres. But they're on duty, and they're at the doors. And you can tell there's light coming from inside the chapel. What do you guys want to do? And we will go back to Min in just a minute.
Is there a window on the chapel?
Yes, but the windows are stained glass, and they're kind of small. They're not really designed for more than just a little bit of light to get into.
Mm. Randy would like to do a sensitive check on the guards to see their state of mind right now.
Sure. Yeah, as far as the windows go, you get the feeling that the windows were designed so that even if they were broken, it would be hard for people to gain access that way.
That is a 28. No, not a 28. An 18.
Okay, an 18. That's enough. You can tell that they don't want to be here. They don't trust the giants or the ogres. Of course, you know that about the orcs already. They've been stationed here, but they don't seem to like it. And you think it's possible that they might... You might be able to get them to leave their station.
Would Randy remember how the witches, like, the general sound the witches made? Like, was there a kind of, like, an eerie, like, screech that they made or something like that?
Not particularly. I think they can, but not necessarily.
Bark wants to... I'm going to lean in and whisper to Randy. Why not try impersonating? I have completely forgotten the general's name. Karguk, that's it.
Karguk.
Karguk. The disembodied voice of Karguk's ghost. Some such nonsense like that.
Barkus? You are a genius. Randy will do that. Randy's going to try to make sound as spooky as possible, and he wants to like make it sound like it's coming from their own heads. Like, you know, almost like, you know, kind of passing, throwing his voice to where it kind of passes by them. You know what I mean? Like, that right, scene so... from Lord of the Rings where it's just like that passing, yeah. Exactly. He wants the voice to say. Avenge me. And he just...
All right. So go ahead and do a bluff check for this. Because you do have to impersonate his voice as well as cast it. So go ahead.
That is a 17.
Okay, they both immediately up at guard, lift their weapons in their hands, and look around.
What's that? What's that? No, can't be. He's dead. I saw him die.
Barkus is going to cast Dancing Lights. Just around the corner of a nearby wall in a vague humanoid shape, as that is a thing that you can do with dancing lights.
Okay, so you cast dancing lights in the form, in the vague humanoid form. Alright, a couple of things happen when you do that. So, go ahead and for this, give me a... give me an intimidation check, Barkus. And do it at advantage.
Yes, because I am definitely still repeating avenge me while those lights are up.
Looks like we've got a total 11. So, not the most intimidating ever.
But I'm sorry.
With advantage?
Wait a minute. With advantage. Okay, total 15.
Okay, so the orcs see that and immediately they're like, Karguk, is that you? We were there for you, Karguk, all the way. We would have fought for you, but it was a battle of honor. We're with you forever. And they just start, they're obviously terrified of this thing. But Jack and Min. I guess more Min, because Jack is kind of moved on. So Jack, you're observing this. But Min, the ogrekin with the spear, who was already looking kind of scared. There's a flash of light, and there is a vaguely human, ghostly form, an apparition that appears over by the chapel. And as he turns and sees it, the ogrekin cries out an alarm, and he runs into... Oh, you know, I take that back, because you went into the hall. So, Jack, you see this ogrekin respond, and he runs into the hall, running right through Min as she's seeping into the hall. So, but he's now left his post over this. The two orcs seem very scared.
How do you want us to avenge you, Karguk, sir? General.
Randy kind of takes a step back. Should I just pick a post?
Maybe we can convince them to tell. I don't think we aren't the ones that actually saw them eating orcs, did we? We haven't seen them.
No,
Jack saw we did
that.
Not.
Nah. Okay. Blast. Metagaming. I'll tell you what. There must be something we can convince them to do to rise against these orcs. Or against these ogre again. Anyone have any ideas? Quick.
Is Whisper still up?
Yep.
Alright, then Jack's gonna whisper. There were some orcs that were being eaten, kind of nearly gagged.
Eaten?
Yep.
Perfect. Randy?
Got it.
Send them to the kitchen.
Kill the barbarian that has eaten your brothers.
Or that has cooked your brothers, whatever. Slaughtered.
All right. Sure. Yeah.
Now.
Yes. Look.
The figure will go around the corner, out of their sight line.
Is he gone? Don't think he'd hold it against us. His daughter and all. You know. I mean, we're just doing as we told. Come on, let's go do what he said.
And they truck off. So they make their way across the now empty, as far as you can tell, the now empty inner courtyard. Randy, and they make it over to enter that kitchen.
Randy reaches up for the world's quietest fist bump to Marcus.
It's a paw, man. It's a super quiet bump anyway, dude. Perfect. All right. Just to be on the safe side, I imagine it's pushing the bounds of acceptable disbelief for Barkus to spider climb his way down. Now, Grant, I did reread this, and you can actually climb vertical and horizontal surfaces, perfectly vertical and horizontal surfaces, without a climb check. That was there on the page for spider climb. So if he goes down along the wall and uses those sleeves of many garments to kind of keep up a very rudimentary sort of camo, can he make it down to the doors there without any opposition? It looks like everything is cleared out by now.
Yeah, you guys have basically cleared it out, and at this point, you're able to make it down.
Chameleon climb.
We'll just kind of story that.
A cat.
You guys
chameleon.
Make it awesome. Down. Yeah. So you guys make it down. Jack, you also make it to join them over by the door.
She'll whisper in their ears. Hi.
ice, invisibility, all that stuff. It's guys, wonderful. I just have to say, probably the best time I've had in a long time. This brings back a lot of old memories, and it's just really fun. We're kind of in dire straits, but this is just really fun.
Okay, so the doors were both closed, right? To the chapel?
Yes, it is a single door. I guess it is a double door. It is a double door, but the doors are closed. And as you look at it, there does appear to be a lock.
Okay.
Also, Jack's going to mention that Min went to the main building.
Min's in the Great Hall.
It kind of looked like she was heading that way.
Is she still in her mist form?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She is.
How long can she keep that up?
I don't know.
Do we still have message up with
Min?
Oh, that's right. Okay. Never mind then. Well, Min can take care of herself. For now, our job is to find that pup. Let's see if there's any particular scent that is not terrified orc peon. Or maybe just roll perception, I guess, to see if we can tell if this is the right place. And we've come a long way for all this, but I don't want to walk into an occupied room.
Did we hear the orcs mention the daughter? Because I believe they did mention her.
Did they?
They did. You asked?
Okay. Great.
Did we hear that?
Well, they were speaking in orcish. You guys can understand orcish?
Bart can't.
Randy can. And Randy said, the daughter's definitely in there. The orcs mentioned it before they left to Targaryen's bidding. He kind of snickers.
Very well, then. Who's got the lockpicking skills here?
Me again. I do have thieves' tools, thank God. Here. And Randy Willis. Yeah, thank Willis, exactly. Randy will attempt to unlock the door. As quietly as possible. What kind of check should I do?
Go ahead and do a disable device check.
What kind of bonus does the thief tools give me, or does it just not give me disadvantage? Whatever. Penalty.
It should be on the item. Give me just a second.
Sorry, I should look it up. Without these tools, you must use improvised tools and you take a minus two circumstance. Okay, so it's just it's my straight roll and I don't have to take a master piece. So disable device?
Yes.
Not great, 9.
Okay, you start to look at the lock and fidget with it, but this is it's an old lock, and it is designed for a older style of key that's not as easy to replicate with just a pick. Mm. It's a big, heavy key, and it's going to take you a little bit more time.
Do I need to roll another one, or...?
Yes, but while you are working at the door, Min, you have entered into the Great Hall, and as you enter in, you can see that there is a antechamber. The antechamber is located at the front and seems to be largely empty, although even as you are coming into it, the ogrekin with the spear rushes in and goes right past you. charges right through the mist and pushes, just slams into the inner doors and opens them to the inner hall. And as he comes in there, you can see there's the glow of a fire inside of there, and there's some shouting as he comes in. And you don't understand it because they're speaking in giant, but he seemed to be in a big hurry as he rushed in. You see the other ogrekin that had previously gone in. He kind of appears in the doorway a little bit, but he hesitates, and then there's still a conversation going on. So there's nobody in this antechamber, but you hear several voices, including the voice of the giantess coming from the inner chamber.
Min's going to look around the giantess. Look to see if there are any poorly insulated windows.
All right, you look around.
Conversation anyway.
Okay, so you look around for windows, and you can see there aren't really windows. It looks like there is a smoke vent up at the top. There's a few of them spaced along the top of this great hall. So you could potentially, if you could get up to them, but that is a pretty high distance to get up to the peak of the roof where the smoke vents are at.
About how far?
Let me think real quick. It's probably about 50 feet.
Okay. Min will begin to make her way over to the wall. In her mist form, she can fly, so she'll just slide up a little and double move. So she can make it there.
Okay, and as you go, were you intending to try to look into that inner chamber or not?
You know what? I will at least peek in.
All right, as you peek in, you can see that there looks like there's a long dining table. It looks like there were multiple tables in here. There's a huge central hearth that is burning with a low fire. And inside, sitting on a large wooden chair, something of a lord's throne or great chair, you can see the fat, ugly giantess. She's sitting kind of hunched. One of her hands is kind of up, holding her the side of her head as she's angry, brooding. Her stringy, kind of thinning hair falling between her fingers as she is brooding on whatever it is that they're talking about. You can see the orc shaman is in there, and he seems to be talking with her at this point. The ogrekin are in there, and there's also another giant that's in there, another hill giant. That's a hill giant male, but he appears to be more of a guard captain or something of that nature. He's armed with what looks like a greatsword, and also seems to be armored fairly well in bits of chainmail and leather. So, but the orc has turned back, and they're having a conversation between him and the ogrekin that rushed in, and Grinseldic. She seems to be more listening to the conversation between the orc and the ogrekin. And you gather that it probably has to do with the mist outside.
Men, she would get close up to the door. She'll think for about a second, and then she will. I think it was compel language, the spell group to speak. Actually, I can't. Never mind. That's good. Never mind. There is no way that I can actually understand this language. She'll watch for a few seconds. She'll very specifically make note who's inside, and then she's start booking up the wall towards one of the she's start booking it up the wall, preferably along the wall that they just see her. towards one of the smoke vents.
Okay, so you begin making your way up. It is 50 feet vertically. So you're not going to make it all the way there, right? What's your speed in gaseous form?
10 feet as a move, so I'm just going to do...
Alright, so you begin making your way up. It took you a little bit of movement to get over to the door to be able to see what you saw. So you're working your way up to try to get out of this place through the smoke vent at the top. Meanwhile, we'll jump back over to the door of the chapel. So, Randy, what's your disabled device check?
Let me find out for you. That's better. That is a 19.
All right, and I need a high or low from Jack.
Hi.
Okay, thank you. Randy, you open the lock. It pops open, and as it hinges over and you're able to remove the lock from the hasp on the door, you push the door open slightly, and it is a well-lit interior of a chapel, although the lighting easily shows the damage that has been done to the inside of this chapel. There is graffiti, painted, scarred, writing with charcoal on the walls. The pews are broken and scattered. The altar is turned over. It looks like somebody was using this as a personal mess hall, because it looks like there's bits of food and some kind of an animal that is partially eaten over towards one of the sides. It's certainly not a church anymore. Do you choose to push in?
Yeah, I'm going to roll a quick perception check first.
Okay. If
any kind of trap or any kind of ambush is awaiting. I can already see inside, is what you're saying? Like, I peeked inside?
And yeah, it's like you can kind of... Yeah, you can peek inside. From where you're at, you kind of get that glimpse inside. The door is not trapped, essentially. So you're able to get that peek inside. But how do you want to progress?
But basically, I'm just awaiting... Well, obviously, if there's... I still want to do the perception, see if there's anything awaiting inside that I haven't kind of notice, any kind of somebody waiting behind the door, anything like that. Just always looking out for an ambush. So perception is 26.
Okay. You listen, you look at the shadows, you take your time, you carefully push the door open, you wait. There's doesn't seem to be a threat, and as you carefully move into the room, you find yourself in that almost square main room, and you can see at the far western end there seems to be a sort of a cylinder that is attached, and that's where the altar is at. But you don't see any threat. However, you do hear the muffled sound of crying that seems to be coming from the cylinder area where the altar is at. The altar has been knocked over, but inside there seems to be the slightly echoed but muffled sound of crying.
Knowledge religion check to see if I can find out which deity this temple was to, or do we already know that?
You don't know that.
Apparently I still don't, because that's a 6.
Alright. Yeah, it's hard to tell. The place has been pretty well desecrated. Most of the iconography is utterly destroyed in this place. It looks like it's been burned once before. There's some pretty intense scorch marks on a lot of the walls. So, yeah, you are unable to tell.
Randy quietly waves the others in, kind of shaking his head in disappointment at the addition of the chapel. Guys, it's all clear. Come on in. I hear crying over by the altar as well.
Barkus is going to roll perception just to, just as a precautionary thing. I mean, you never know. That's total 33.
All right, you look in, you get the same feeling. You don't see any threat in the room at all, but you definitely pick up the crying over at the altar. And as you guys come inside, you suddenly hear the crying stops. And it's just quiet.
And he puts his finger on his lips.
There is a slight clatter over by the altar. Sounds like something might have accidentally been kicked. That is because her stealth was a natural 2.
Randy uses whisper. Orkish, I think. To be as quiet as possible. Joker. I'm going to try to make my way over to the altar without making a sound.
Okay, give me a stealth check.
24.
All right. You very silently make your way up, crossing the stone floor, dodging any debris as you make your way towards the altar. And as you come up to the altar, you just get to the edge of it. You look around. There's not really anywhere to hide except directly on the other side of the knocked over altar. It is turned over, but there's a small space behind it that somebody could hide in.
Randy is going to speak in Orcish, but he's going to make his voice sound as friendly as possible. Okay. Hey there, we're here to help. We're here to get you out of here.
Because you're paying attention, I'm not going to make you flat-footed. However, she does jump up from behind the edge, and she is going to attempt to stab you with a dagger. Does a 14 hit?
Probably not. It does not.
Yes, so she swings up with her dagger just overhand, and you can tell it's a little bit clumsy. As she swings, and you quickly dodge back from it.
Yeah,
what do you want to do?
I dodge back, and I just put my hands up. Whoa, 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 we're not here to hurt you. We're here to help. I'm still speaking Orcish.
All right, go ahead and do a diplomacy check with disadvantage.
Oh, don't have to do that. That's a crit fail.
All right, she is going to throw the dagger at you. That is a crit fail. So she throws it.
I catch the dagger.
But I will let you, I'll let you catch the dagger. She throws it and you just catch the dagger. At which point, she shrinks back against the back wall. And you get a good look at her. She sees the rest of the party behind you and, knows that she's outmatched. Go ahead and do a knowledge nature check and I will let anyone who wants to can do it. To see what you can learn about her now that you're looking at her up close.
I got an 18.
Okay, is anyone else going to make the check or just go with that?
I got a 20.
Okay, so 18 and 20 are both pretty good. You both get the idea that she's probably essentially, she's still maybe a preteen or teen. So she is a child, but she's not necessarily a little child. However, she does look small, almost, you would think, almost more like a hobgoblin. You, not necessarily a full orc. She seems to have maybe, given that she's a half-orc, you can tell she's got to be a half-orc, because no full orc pup would be as frail-looking as she is. But she has fiery amber-red eyes, a pale kind of a gray-green skin, and blue, almost like a blue steel color to her hair, as she shrinks back away from you. And she doesn't say anything, but you can tell she's been crying a lot and looks like she's probably just about out of tears.
Randy is going to, he's not going to move, but he using his past experiences with goblins and half-orcs and things, and his past experience as an orphan, he's going to try to empathize with her and talk to her and say, "Hey, I know what you've been going through is hard. I know all too well, and I know that it's probably hard to trust anyone right now, but to understand we're your only chance. The only way that you're going to do whatever you want to do as far as revenge or just escaping or anything like that, you have to be alive to do it. What we're here for.
Where's my father?
Father's gone.
He sent you, or he sent us to get you, though.
Let us help you get out of here, then you can do whatever you want. You can play, you can...
Korad said I would be safe here.
Safe from what? Seems like around here you're not safe from anything. Korad is not looking... Korad doesn't have good intention.
He wants to protect me from the demon. Do you serve the demon?
Nope.
No, even if there was, I definitely don't serve a demon.
Has it gone?
Far away from here. Yep, I'm telling the absolute truth right now.
And she looks like she just gives up. And she will not resist you. She just kind of looks down and submits to her situation.
Dad, Barkus. Randy doesn't know what to do from here.
Jack's still invisible. but she's going to send Bast over. And so Bast can be kind of the friendly one and be like, hi, I'm here.
And she sees the fox and immediately seems to recognize it's more than a fox. As she looks to Randy, who Randy is the only one I think that she can see right now. I guess Philia. You said Barkus didn't reveal himself. Barkus is still in hiding.
Yes, the giant tiger dragon man is going to duck away for here.
Yeah.
All right, so she can see Philia and Barkus, and she looks to Philia briefly, trying to gauge if maybe the fox is Philia's companion. But seems to look back to the fox, and she speaks to the fox in Orcish and says, hello. You don't... Who do you belong to? Do you understand me? Then she tries again in Elven. Do you understand me?
Smart girl.
That's she tried again, this time in Dwarven. Says, hello? Good question. This would have been more of the wilder dialect of Elven. But she tries again in about... she tries about 6 different languages. So what language does Bast understand?
Common, Celestial... let me see.
Surely she would have tried Common, right?
Yes, but Common was not actually her first choice. And in fact, when she spoke in Common, it was much more halted. You get a feeling that Common as it is in the civilized areas, is not commonly used among the tribes. And so she does use it. Eventually, she gets to Common and says, hello. But it's just a very brief greeting to see if that one would work.
He perks up a bit at that and takes a step forward.
You understand. Are you with them?
Gives a nod of his head.
Then I will go with you. And, you know, she says that to the fox.
Randy kind of breathes a sigh of relief.
Bast will step closer, bump his nose against her, and then turn a little bit, look over his shoulder, and then move back to Jack.
And she smiles and looks a little bit disappointed when he walks away, but she actually begins to follow him. So she walks over to where Jack is at because she's going to go with him. So she's following Bast. All right, about this time, Min, you make it to the top where the smoke escape is at in the roof, and you begin to pour out onto the roof 50 feet up from the ground below. From that place, from that view, you catch a strange smell on the air. Smells like water. Smells like more rain. It's different. There's a ominous smell of ozone and electricity in it. And you look and you can see clouds that seem to be forming again, but not coming with the wind, moving against the wind.
Min flicks her towards the clouds and then immediately begins friends so they can get out. So can I make an arcana check to see, well, the clouds are moving again.
Yes, they are moving against the wind.
This is obviously not true and is usually not. She's just going to see if she can find her friends and at least get them out.
All right. Yeah, you have seen clouds like these before. And it did not go well for your boat trip.
Yeah. Would that be a perception check on my part?
We'll say it's a intelligence check.
I have no clue. That was a natural one.
Ouch. Okay. Yeah, they're moving against the wind. That's not supposed to happen, but, you know, maybe the wind is going a different direction at that height. Who knows? In any case, you guys are in the chapel. Min has told you it's time to go. What do you want to do?
I wanted to see if I could find them. Men cannot exactly speak.
That is true. So you make it up to the top. Go ahead and give a perception check for that.
Twenty-six on the perception check.
Okay, so you don't see them, but you do look down and you can see where the chapel is at, and you can see the door of the chapel is standing open. There is light coming from inside.
Min will begin to double move her way in that direction. Just
okay. Those of you in the chapel, what do you do?
Should we? Randy's using Whisper right now for communicating to Jack and Philia. We wait for. Should we wait for Min?
We can probably head outside at least, see if she's there or at least coming.
Yeah. Maybe we should stay in here a little longer just to kind of keep undercover until she gets here. I mean, we can look outside. I don't know if I want to be out in the open. Especially after all the hubbub we caused.
True.
Say we may wait another 5 minutes or so.
Barkus is going to tap on Randy's shoulder and ask him, why don't you ask her if she knows anything about the hammer?
Okay. Yeah, we'll do. What was the pup's name again?
Cabal.
Does it?
Cabal. I believe that information was shared.
It was shared by Droja.
Hey, Ball? Wouldn't know anything about Hammer, would you?
She turns and looks back at you, her amber eyes fixing on you, and says, "What hammer?" And go ahead and do a sense motive check.
The 22.
Okay, yeah. She is trying not to necessarily give anything away. She doesn't know exactly what you're getting at, but you get the sense that something definitely came to her mind when you asked about a hammer.
I really want to try to convince her that we're the good guys. Like, I don't know if that would be a bluff check or a diplomacy check, but because we did kill her dad, but...
Are any of us carrying anything that belonged to her father?
I think Lynn still has the holy symbol or whatever. I think Min still has that. Jack has the key.
Oh yeah, Barkus is carrying her dad's sword. Barkus doesn't speak Orcish, but he'll
has that sword.
Oh wait.
Actually, that's right. Yeah, Min has it.
The electrified sword. Okay.
That's true. Min has it. It's currently missed.
Sorely missed.
Yeah.
I've been waiting all day. Let's see. Goodness.
No, that's good.
Wait. The key. You said that Jack has the key, right? For the door in the tent.
She does.
Okay. I say we try to show her that, just as a, like, you know, your father's the one that sent us. He wanted us to be the ones that came in to help you, and any help you give us will help us help you with these stinking giants.
Are you handing this to Randy and directing him to translate, or what?
Well, yeah, Barkus is going to keep his back turned and speak through message because he doesn't want to intimidate this very small half-orc creature, because he doesn't speak Orcish either, so he just wants to kind of keep it. Or wait, no, she speaks Common, though. Man.
Yeah, she speaks. Yeah, we're getting hung up on the language.
All right, so yeah. Barkus will just kneel then and intimate as best he can. We promise we've come here to help you on orders from your father. The creature that slew him has gone long gone. We need your help if we're to defeat the giants that are oppressing your people. Do you know where that hammer is? Yeah,
no,
she totally does.
I don't know where it is. It's not here. The giantess. I only saw her a few times. I was with Korad. He would go and speak with her some. But she wanted a hammer, a great symbol of power. Seemed very important to her. She thought it would be in the human kingdom of Korthalia, and was outraged when it was not found. There was a failure. She blamed the orcs for it. Things got very bad after that. But she does not have it yet.
Well, what has your father taught you about leadership?
You see, she straightens, and there's a a fire that seems to rekindle in her eyes, like blowing on coals, as she tenses a little bit and kind of sets her jaw. She says, "My father was a great chief and general of our people. He was strong and proud. He did not back down from anything or anyone. I would be like my father."
Did he always put your bent nail tribe first? Looking after them and seeking their best?
Always. And she seems to maybe falter just a moment. She says, "He always wanted what was best for us."
And that's why he worked for these giants, yes?
Yes, it is the way. Strength is followed, and you become strong by serving strong leaders.
Mm.
The bent nail has benefited from their service. She almost looks like she doesn't quite believe that at this point. Like maybe she's saying something that she's heard multiple times.
Well, as for what happened with that hammer, the giantess does not have it because we found it. It was stolen from us. And your people have the right to be free if we are able to destroy this giantess and break her hold on people. They will need a leader. You must aid us as best you can by living and getting out of here. Where can we take you? You'll be safe from these giants.
I don't know. Korad would know. Since my father, the general, died, Korad is now the leader of the Bent Nail. He would know. We should find Korad.
Randy uses Whisper. Interrogation that might need to happen. Us and Korad.
I'd rather not.
Min. You're moving down. You're almost all the way down. Do a perception check.
+22 on the perception check.
Okay. As the clouds continue to come up against the wind towards the fort, you can tell they're probably maybe still a mile out, mile and a half out. You catch a different smell on the air. The thick, kind of heavy smell of wood smoke. But there are no fires burning in this part of the keep. They're all up on the walls. And as you look, you just see what looks like almost a haze pass over the north wall towards the front of the Great Hall.
And would it be some sort of nature associate the smell and the haze?
Yeah, go ahead and do a nature check. That's fine.
What kind of check? Sorry, I missed it.
A nature check.
+14 on the nature check.
All right. You recognize this smell, and you recognize the smoky haze that's passing over that wall from the fight on the rooftops of Nethys Giril. This is a smoke giant. In his smoke form, you would put money on it. Because it moves just like someone in a gaseous form. It doesn't move like smoke. Because it very specifically coalesces down at the doors to the Great Hall into the form of the smoke giant. And as he forms, you notice in his hand is the hammer, Agrimash. And he proceeds with the hammer held easily in his heavy right arm, his left hand still almost more smoke than flesh, pushes the doors open as he steps into the Great Hall. And you hear in your mind a very familiar, very dark voice that says, "Do not interfere. She will do my bidding, and you will do as you are told."
For a split second, it's...
Radia 0_0.
About to drop her. But upon hearing the voice, an imperceptible ripple passes through the mist. It passes and then continues its way in towards the chapel.
And go ahead, for this case, go ahead and do another perception check.
Total of 24.
All right, and you do recognize, after hearing that voice, as you look at the form of the smoke giant now coalesced into his physical form, you can see across the right side of his face and head is a burn scar, very similar, larger, much more obvious, but very similar to one that you know. And his eyes seem almost to glow with a faint energy, a darkness within them. And he passes inside as you go onto the chapel.
Sorry, I missed what you said at the very end.
You see a very similar brand on the right side of his face to the one that Min would know very well. And his eyes seem to kind of glow with a dark energy as he passes inside the Great Hall. But Min goes on to the chapel, correct?
Yeah, for a split second she looks torn, but understanding the consequences, she makes her way over to the chapel.
Okay. You guys are in the chapel, talking with the half-orc, and she's letting you know that the hammer has not arrived yet. Grinseldic doesn't have it. She seems very keen to get it, however, when a familiar mist starts to pour in through the doorway. And
actually wouldn't stop at the doorway. She was given very specific, suddenly here, not to enter chapels. So she will return back to her normal form.
Okay. Philia, you're probably close to the door. I would say you and Barkus probably would be close enough, if you were to look that way, that you would see Min is now at the door.
Hello.
Min will whisper into message and she'll say, "It's time to go. Did you find the ball?"
"Yes, she's right here."
"We need to leave now. Something's... the clouds are blowing in the other direction. I don't... but I guess it is not a good sign. I saw Grinseldic surrounded by giants and the shaman. We told them to take her as we are now, and things would not turn out well. need to get Kalbog to safety at all costs.
Randy takes a quick look at the doorway to see if Min has actually walked through.
She has not walked through.
Randy, we'll take note of that.
We need to go.
Alright, guys. Let's go ahead and head out.
We should probably grab the the seer while we're at it.
Fair enough. Come on, little one. And Barkus will indicate that people should pile on, because we're going to get out of there pretty quickly.
And Cabal will follow, but you notice that she keeps her eyes on Bast and wants to stay close to wherever Bast is at.
Jack's going to pick up Bast. So has it been... how long does invisibility last?
I believe... invisibility, is it a minute per level?
Correct.
So it's probably worn off or about to wear off at this point.
Okay. She'll pick up Bast and then head outside.
All right, so how are we going to sneak back the same... Are we going to take a different route out?
I don't know how we're getting out.
What's the fastest route to the...
We may be best served to just kind of climb out. That's right. We're going back for the seer first.
Philia, it might be a good idea just to send an animal. I don't know. It is time to leave.
The tent is on the outside of the walls, right?
It is.
No.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's outside the southern wall.
Okay. It looks to me like the best escape route, I guess. We can get to the tent if we get over
around
the wall here,
yeah,
closest to it.
So we
just go around and fetch her out. We'll risk, I suppose, going around the outside of the great hall. But even then, I feel like it would be better than trying to cut across the courtyard or climbing across the roof again.
Agreed. Marcus, I know you very well with the gloves that you have. Would it be possible?
I only caught about half of that. Mark. Just cutting
it possible,
out.
Sorry. Would it be possible for you to Rand and Philia while you climb using your claws of the ice?
I don't think he would have a problem carrying it, but that's going to be, I guess, on the GM to determine. It would be a pretty taxing weight to carry, but the claws are magical, so I'm not sure.
Carrying what? Carrying the half-orc?
The roots.
Oh, just the Randy wouldn't halfling. Be the Randy
just
wouldn't
the
be
guys?
Carried. If we're climbing,
and
Randy doesn't want to be
half-orc.
Carried.
If you try to carry multiple people with you, then you would get disadvantage on your climb check.
Okay. Probably just the one then. If is Min going to be able to mist again or something like that? Because if anybody needs help with the climbing part, it would be Min, I think.
Yeah, Min says I can turn a few people into mist. Planning on leaving now. I'm not worried about exhausting myself at this second.
Okay. Then I think Barkus and Randy would probably be fine climbing on their own. I think Philia probably is too. Is that a safe assumption?
How's Philia's climb check?
I don't like climbing, but I could try.
Okay. How about this? Can we leverage the
spider Randy climb. Will make Randy can make his way up and then throw a rope down.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe like an eight another or something that like that. But yeah, great. That sounds better too. Sure.
I like rope.
Yeah, those that are climbing with a rope will get advantage on their climb check.
Great. Then Bark and Randy can head up and secure that. One can watch while the other one just kind of helps out with the others getting up the rope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Randy, go ahead and make your climb check to get up there and set the rope. And you guys are going over this western wall, correct? Right by the yes. chapel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Barkus is going to, though, as he's also going to climb. Not really worried about the rope just yet. He'll go ahead and get up to the top. He wants to perceive the immediate area outside to make sure it's safe for them to climb down on the other end. And if he can add on top of that a detect magic, he just wants to make sure that they're not leaving anything behind or forgetting anything important.
Okay, so Barkus is climbing up, or is Randy climbing up with the rope to set it?
Randy's climbing up with a rope to set it.
Yeah, and Barkus is going to use his spider climb just to shear the face of the wall and get up there too.
That's
Go ahead.
24 to climb.
Okay, so Randy, you get up there, no trouble. Barkus, you get up there. You look around. It's pitch black out there to the west beneath you. There's no light down there, so it's just a blackness. You don't sense any movement or see anything. And as you use detect magic, you don't detect anything other than the items that you guys are carrying.
Okay.
You do detect that there is a magical item that the half-orc child seems to be carrying.
Oh. Okay. We'll deal with that in a minute.
Question. Andy
will secure the rope. Go ahead, sir.
Can we smell the smoke at all?
Do a perception check. At this point, it's kind of past, but you might be able to smell some in the air. Yeah, you pick up just... It smells like there was a fire recently, or maybe there's some smoke on the wind. But yes, you do pick it up. As far as the hammer goes, you're also... through some thick walls.
Ah, gotcha.
So.
Okay.
Why does it smell like there's a fire?
Did Jack, did you not just see the ogres eating parts of an orc? I believe they...
Did not catch that.
Yeah.
Oh,
cook fires.
Did you see? Yeah, did you see them? Did work? Pretty sure they were just cooking them.
It doesn't smell like that.
How would they have cooked them?
Mm-hmm.
Randy is doing a. Randy's gonna do a sense motive.
Okay.
Barkus is gonna scent the air.
The 15.
And then there's a difference between like a fire to cook something. You get the scent of that too. There is no scent of that.
She's right. It smells like wood smoke. I got a total 30 Agreed. On the perception check there.
Agreed, but what do you think they would have used to cook?
What's Min's bluff check?
18.
Okay, Randy is silent.
I would like to sense motive at this point.
Okay, go ahead. And Barkus, while Jack is rolling that sense motive, your perception is high enough. You notice that the sky has suddenly grown overcast and cloudy, and you can see what look like three... funnels that seem to be descending like fingers out of the clouds coming down towards the fort.
That was a nat 20 on my part.
Okay, Jack, you get the strong sense that Min is hiding something.
Min
What aren't you telling us?
Min simply looks at the funnels and says,
hello?
You can look at the surrounding. It's time. Min just at from the sky and turns to the rest group and says, it's time to.
Randy, I have to agree with Min. Randy, those funnel clouds don't look very. They look rather foreboding. We should be moving on.
Min's right, but we need to have a long talk after we get out of here.
That can be discussed later. For now, we need to.
All right, guys, up the rope.
Okay, so I need climb checks. Those using the rope will have advantage on their climb check as you guys begin to make your way over the wall.
When Min makes her climb, Randy will make his way halfway up, halfway down the rope in order to help her up.
Yeah, she's not even going to bother with the rope. She's just going to turn to mist and float over.
Okay.
And it's only a 15-foot high wall, so if you dedicate just to move, then you can make it up in mist form.
Jack's gonna hesitate at the bottom. And like look around. Look up to Min's mist form and squint a little. And she also got a 5-4 climb.
Okay, you begin to try to climb. You're having a hard time getting your footing and you don't really make a whole lot of headway. Go ahead and give me another climb check as those funnel clouds get a lot lower.
Randy is, like I said before, Randy's halfway up, so he can.
There's a 15 on a strength check to pull him up some.
Okay, so go ahead and roll your check again. Jack?
An 8.
With advantage?
Okay.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Alright, well, given the bonus from Barkus, I say it takes a little bit of work. Barkus, you could just haul her up if she was just a sack of potatoes. But she keeps, like, losing her grip. And then she's going to fall off of the rope. So you have to, like, stop and let her adjust. And it takes a little bit of time. And as you are just pulling her up onto the roof, all of you need to make stealth checks at this point because the funnels touch down, and as the three funnels touch down in the yard, they immediately dissipate with a burst of energy around them, kind of blasting wind out, and you can see three hags, not in any kind of disguise, each of them a large creature, a giant in their own right, you know, standing 10, probably 10 or 12 feet high. And they touch down in the yard, and there is an immediate eerie sense of darkness and foreboding about them.
33.
Why are those here?
25.
21.
13.
Will we never be rid of these things?
Does Min need to make one if she's basically sliding?
No, Min is fine. Alright. Jack got a 13. Was anyone else below 20?
No.
I don't think so. Alright, so as they set down, and you pull down, and Barkus, you pull Jack down next to you to get low so that you're not visible, and as she comes down, she kind of hits the ground a little bit hard, and there's a little bit of a commotion. And one of the hags, her head crooks over in an unnatural sort of way, looking right over at your section of the wall. And then she looks over at the chapel with the door that's standing open and seems like she's looking more towards that chapel, then looks back at the wall and kind of looks around, and she's definitely looking over your area, looking for any sort of motion. However, at that point, you hear what sounds like a thunder clap from inside of the Great Hall, and the stone walls themselves seem to tremble under the force. And then there is the sound of commotion and combat, although it is brief, inside the Great Hall. There's a couple of cries that are silenced very quickly, and things are suddenly very calm and quiet.
Randy whispers, "We need to get out of here now."
That hag is still looking over your area.
Dancing lights is not bright enough to actually serve as a flash, like a blinding light, is it?
No, unfortunately. Nah. It's okay. More like a torch.
So. Okay. Well, that's fine. Even if it manifested right in front of her face.
Well, you also get the impression that hags are magical beings.
True.
And that if you were to cast a spell, they would probably know what it was. And then that would tip them off even more so. However,
all right.
The hag in the middle of the three turns and speaks in giant to the others. And for those of you that understand, she says, "Sisters, what is this inside? Perhaps we are late, or just in time. Let us see what has happened to Grinseldic." And the three of them, well, the two begin to move. The one is still hesitating, watching over your area, as she finally goes to join the other three inside. Or the other two, excuse me. So the three of them make their way out of sight, passing into the Great Hall.
Will any of us speak giant?
Nope.
Oh, I thought that some of you did.
Nope. Does Cabal?
I guess that was Alex.
Yeah.
You don't know, because you don't know the language, but Cabal did seem to be terrified looking at those hags.
Understandable.
So. But she looks over at you guys and she says, "I don't know what's going on, but something is going to happen to the giantess. We should not be here. Where is Korad?"
I don't think you should be looking for him.
I have a sneaking suspicion Korad's gone. Call it an intuition. Yeah, we need to get out of here right now. I think this is enough talking. It's time to get out of here.
Alright, so you guys make your way over the wall. There is nobody that is observing you, so you make your way down into the lower region outside the wall. You make it over the palisade, or you're going back to Kargrick's tent, correct?
Are we? At this point?
Jack would at least like to.
Okay.
Yeah. Besides, I mean, this fortress is built into the side of a mountain, right? Basically?
Correct.
Okay, so yes. We have to pretty much leave the way we came, but not not traversing the exact route. We gotta get back down around the outside so we can leave.
Okay, so you make your way back around towards the tent. However, when you get to the tent, you find it is abandoned. Androsia is nowhere to be seen. She's gone.
Randy,
as you make your... Oh, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Randy Berry, he's like, "Okay, that answers that. Let's go, let's go."
No note or anything? Tell us where
she's nothing. Gone. Nothing at all. You guys make your way. If you want to stay and search, you can.
No, I'm kidding. Let's get out of here.
Randy is already over the wooden wall.
Okay, you guys make your way out of the palisade wall, and as you are disappearing back into the vegetation, you hear the raised, shrieking voices carrying over the wind further than they naturally could, but you hear the hags as they call out and say, "No, he has betrayed us.
Where is the child we were promised? He has paid for his treachery, sisters, but we must find her. Find the child. Bring her back.
And you see three plumes of smoke as those whirlwinds pick up out of the yard and lift up into the sky once again. And you realize that you may have escaped the fort, but you are certainly not free of your hunters yet. However, for that, we will leave until next time. You do make it back to your camp, as far as that's concerned. Ooh. So we will begin next time with you guys back where your camp is at. However, know that you are still being hunted, or at least Cabal is.
All
right.
Awesome.
Yes, we'll take. Yeah, we'll pick up there next time.
Successful yes. Stealth mission,
dude. That was so cool. Oh,
I am never that good at stealth missions in like video games and stuff. I always,
me neither.
always end up tipping somebody off. Yes.
Oh, that was awesome. So fun. Oh.
The Ghost of Karguk, man. That was awesome.
That's the name of the episode. That is the name of the episode, yes. For sure.